Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with James, who has low back pain.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
How are you?
My back's gone off again.
Tell me more.
Oh, sorry.
When did it start?
About 3 weeks ago. I'm just trying to persevere at work, thinking I'll work it off, and it doesn't work.
Right. How's your general health otherwise?
Okay.
Just about your back today?
It's just me back, yeah.
Okay. What triggered it?
I just turned.
Mm-hmm. No injury?
No. I'd actually getting out of bed in one of the hotels. I just, like, turned awkward, I think, as I went to the loo.
Okay. How often are you getting this?
Well, I haven't had any bother for the last couple of years since I had the operation.
What did the operations?
It was a partial discectomy.
Okay. Any problems with your discs at the moment? Does the pain go anywhere else?
It goes down my leg.
Which one?
Left leg.
How far?
Down into my shin.
Okay. There all the time, or does it come and go?
It's there most of the time, but you know, you tend to block it mentally.
Okay.
And then I'll do something, turn or take a step, or okay. And it'll fire up.
So you were worried that the disc was back again?
I think it has gone.
Yeah, okay. Can I check there's nothing more serious than that going on?
Yeah.
Water works okay?
Yes.
Control of your bowels okay?
Yes.
Feeling around your backside's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Are you taking anything for the pain at the moment?
I had some Tramadol left off last time I was off.
Yeah.
And I've been taking them.
Helping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many are you taking a day?
Be six a day, two, three times a day.
Sure, okay. Was there anything in particular that you wanted me to do for you apart from giving you more Tramadol?
Possibly a sick note, because I just can't manage at work.
Yeah, yeah. Just remind me what work is involving at the moment.
I'm an electrician.
But you do a lot of travelling?
Yes.
A lot of hotel stays?
Yes.
A lot of driving?
A lot of driving.
So a bit of time off from that would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll examine you in a minute. Anything else that we need to cover today?
No, I don't think so.
You don't smoke?
No, I stopped that ages ago. I use one of them.
You vape now, do you?
Vape things.
Good. Drinking an issue?
No, I've been working night shift. I work on the railway, so...
Okay. Is there anything else that in the past has made you more prone to having back problems?
I think just basically the work I've done over the years.
Okay. The positions that you get into and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What about
positions?
What about your fitness? How's that been?
I've been all right.
In general?
Fitness has been in general, yeah.
Keeping active?
Uh-huh.
What sort of things do you do?
Work-wise, it can be 3, 4, 5 mile walks.
Okay.
Within the shift.
Okay. Anything else aerobic? Exercise-wise?
Just sort of generally going for a walk and there on a, you know, after I've, you know, during the day when I'm off work.
Sure.
When I'm
anything off. Else that the physio taught you about looking after your back?
I've been doing some of the exercises that they showed us.
Yeah, okay. Great. Do you mind if I check your weight while you're here today as well?
No.
If you slip your coat off and stand on the scales and then we'll have a look at your back if that's okay. Has your weight changed recently?
It's gone down since I went back to work. But gradually.
Are you happy about that?
Oh, yeah.
And is that something that you're particularly working on? Because sometimes the physics of weight can make a difference, can't they?
I was just saying to the wife last night, I need to sort of watch me weight.
Yeah. Do you want our support with your weight?
I've just sort of been...
114 kilos. Okay. Would you be able to stand back for a second? Okay. If I touch you there, can you feel that?
Yeah.
And it feels the same on both sides. Great.
Yeah.
lie yourself up on there. I'm just going to have a few.
What do you want us, face down or?
On your back, if you wouldn't mind. You've gained a fair bit of weight since we last weighed you, then.
Sorry?
You've gained a fair bit of weight since we last weighed you.
Yeah, well, it's eaten.
So you're
rubbish and crap.
So your diet habits need to be tackled, do they?
Yeah.
Do you want any help with that?
Well, I'm all right if I'm at home. It's just... ah.
So maybe a bit of time at home is going to help you on this occasion. Bend your knee. That's lovely. Straighten your knee. Okay. So good. Straight leg raising. That's good. Push me away with both feet. Pull up both feet. You feel that? You feel that? Okay.
Yeah.
And then sit forward. So most of it is spasm in your low back, that's what
it is.
Come and take yourself a seat. Historically, when you've had really bad sciatica and low back spasm, tramadol's been a thing for you, has it?
Yes, we've tried codeine in the past and it doesn't agree with us.
How many tramadol shall I give you, 100?
Yeah, I would think that should do, I think.
Okay. Do you need to see a physio? Or do you already know the exercises that you need to
be doing? I know the exercises that I need to be doing. Okay.
I need to know, if you're consistently having symptoms, so you've got some pain going down your left leg, yeah. But at the moment, there's no evidence of any pressure on the nerve going down your leg. However, if you're getting numbness of your foot, weakness, you can't do things with that foot, or urgently I need to know if you can't feel your backside or lose control of your bladder,
yeah,
those sort of things. But usually with a bit of activity, a bit of pain relief, getting back into normal activities, it will gradually settle. If it's getting worse and worse and progressively getting worse, particularly disturbing your night's sleep, let me know about that and we'll see what else we can
do. Well, it does disturb me sleep.
So maybe the tramadol on a night at the moment at a higher dose than you're taking it during the day, because obviously it'll make you drowsy. Watch out for constipation with it. But do you need anything to keep your bowels going while you're using it?
Well, when I've took it in the past, I've been all right.
You've done this so many times before. Do you want any exercises from me at this stage?
No, I think I can remember all the exercises. All right. Physio.
Fine, okay. Let me see you if you're not happy with your pain relief, give me a telephone call Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
If you're not making substantial progress within a month, let me see you again. And I'll see you urgently if you're getting any of those urgent neurological problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
No.
And I need to give you a note. So how long should we give you off in the first instance? Couple of weeks? A
couple of weeks, I think.
So I'm going to say acute back pain.
See how we go.
Well, if you need it extending for a week, then let me know.
Yeah.
So that's from today for 2 weeks. Questions?
No, straightforward.
I wish you a speedy recovery, but do get back in touch if you're not happy with your pain relief and not making progress. Right.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.